Did you get to go to Yellowstone?
I did go to Yellowstone.
Did you check out the...
The encounter, right?
Yeah.
So we took the kids there, they liked that.
Did they get to feed them?
They didn't get to feed them. Yeah, so, but it was kind of cool because they had them all and stuff.
Okay.
So we'll have to go back again.
All right, we all ready to start?
Yep.
Good.
Yep, we're good.
All right, go ahead and call to order this meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District. It is May 28th, 2025. Running a little behind, it is 6:05 p.m. Go ahead and start with Pledge of Allegiance here. Director Romer, would you honor us?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. We'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Go ahead and move on. Item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda item. Future agenda, no item. Strike that. Any public comment from the robustly filled room? I see none. Let's move on. Consent agenda, item number three. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed, and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda.
I make a motion that we approve consent agenda 3A.
All right, we have a motion.
I'll second that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll pass 4-0, no opposition. Moving on, item number four, discussion action to appoint the vacant board of director position. Met with Chief Bunn and Casey prior to this meeting. We had three candidates who filed, or potential candidates who filed. One withdrew, to our knowledge. We never filed, so strike that one too, I guess. We have two that filed. Disclosure, one filed late, and one filed without a letter of intent. So not meeting posting requirements, we have two options as a board. We can either A, proceed with the two we have, accepting that we didn't meet posting requirements, or excuse me, that they did not meet their posting requirements, or B, we could let this soak for a few more weeks and we can come back to this on June 12th, next regular board meeting. I think either way, we're gonna be fine in the eyes of the state. I know that we have been actively working on this process, so it's not like we're dragging feet and sandbagging and trying to like delay anything. So either way we go, we should be okay. But it's up to us if we wanna proceed today with this or wait till June 12th.
I'm interested to know how everybody else feels about it.
Fight either way.
Yeah.
My thoughts are to wait till the 12th.
Okay.
I would like to see, it's very important to me that they put in a letter of intent so I can kind of get a feel for the individuals that are seeking to serve on the board. And timely is critical too. So I think that there's no need to disregard the two that have applied. Maybe So one individual can create a letter of intent to bring to Casey and open it back up for the 12th. That would be my opinion. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, my personal opinion, I say I'm good either way. It would be nice to have more of a pool. I do appreciate your guys' interest. I think it might be best to let it soak a little longer, see if we have more interest. Not that these guys wouldn't be qualified or capable of doing this.
Casey?
We're keeping the two candidates' letters. They don't need to reapply, correct?
I would say if we're still interested, just maybe resubmit an email. Just I'm still interested with the extended posting, if you guys are still interested. And then it gives you guys time if you hadn't get a letter in of intent. And then
okay.
June 12th, if you guys are available, we'll do this again June 12th. You guys all good with that?
Yeah,
I know you're good with it.
I'm good with it, yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'll reach out to both candidates tomorrow.
Perfect. I apologize for you guys coming out and...
But hey, you get to see what a meeting looks like, so yeah. Stick around.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go ahead and no action on item number 4. We will move this to the June 12th meeting, and we will repost to fill that void in time until then. Go ahead and move on to item number 5, discussion and action to appoint board of director positions. We, on the last meeting, withheld doing anything with this because we wanted to fill the board before we made this decision. So if we are still in the same line of thinking, we can go ahead and hold on till the June 12th meeting for this one as well.
I agree.
All right. So go ahead and table number 5 for the June 12th meeting. No action. All right, moving on to item number 6, public hearing. Discussion regarding North Lyon County Fire Protection District 2025-2026 fiscal year budget. We have Mr. Dave Silva on one of the video meeting formats.
Yes.
Zoom.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Dave.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. I'm going to give you the floor there, Dave. We have a budget. We want to approve it.
Hearing
this is the time in case anybody in the public would like to speak up and discuss the budget
or has any questions
on the next fiscal year budget. This is pretty much the public one. All right.
Well,
one at a time.
Don't
all
talk at once.
Yeah. I'm seeing no public comment at this time on our budget.
So I think that Mr. Silva wants to anything, or you guys want to ask any questions.
Any questions for Dave from the board?
So I did have a question, Dave. On the cover sheet here, I was referring back to the EMS budget that we had last meeting in the fire budget. And
sure.
I'm not seeing to be able to match the numbers to the report. Can you help me with that?
Sure. On the cover sheet. Yeah, let's take a look and make sure that they're right. The first number is the says the budget contains one fund, including debt service, requiring property tax revenues totaling, and you can see that number on page 8, column 4, at the top there. Are we good on that?
Yep. So the okay. ones that we had last meeting were just more of a worksheet?
Worksheets, yep.
Okay. So we took the worksheet information and this is what we've come up with for the final number.
This is the final documentation for state
gotcha.
Taxation. So it's
okay.
got to be transferred over.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Do you want me to continue down this page or no?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. There's a couple of us
okay.
who are newer.
On the next, not the next paragraph, but the one following that says this budget contains two governmental fund types with estimated expenditures of 3.954348. And that's probably best seen on page Okay, that's going to be page six, and that's the total of, if you don't mind, let me take a minute and re-add these for us. Let's make sure we have the right number. Okay, so it's the total of columns 1, 2, 3, and 4. Salaries and wages, employee benefits, services and supplies, and capital outlay. Okay, and then for the last number there, which is the ambulance fund, estimated expenditures, you can see that on a couple of places, but page 7. I'll again add these up, make sure. Okay, actually that one doesn't need to be added up. We just look at column 2, operating expenses. And there you go.
The only thing on there is it says 5 p.m. I don't know if that
matters
or not. Does that matter?
The cover sheet, Casey, says 5 p.m. for meeting start versus 6. Is that an issue for the cover letter being submitted?
No, because we have the posting for 6 p.m., so we'll just change that. On the cover sheet, Dave, it says 5 p.m. for meeting start.
Right. Catch. I've got that marked.
Yeah, we'll change that to 6. No, that's not.
Okay. Approve with correction.
Dave, on the budget contains two governmental fund types and estimated expenditures of $3,954,348 on page 6. You see that's a cumulative total of columns 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yes.
Okay, let me re-add it because I'm coming up with a different number.
Okay, let me do the same. $39,54,348. Columns 1, 2, 3, and 4. Page 6.
I got it the second time. Okay. Not sure what I missed the first time.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't have any other questions, no.
Any other questions from the board?
No.
Any other questions from the public? Okay. Hearing none, seeing none. We received a letter from Department of Taxation. They have examined fiscal year 2025-2026 tentative budget. Pursuant to NRS 354.596 sub 5, finds it to be in compliance with law and appropriate regulations. So the Department of Taxation is giving us the thumbs up on our proposed budget. So at this point in time, unless there's anything else barring us from moving forward with this, or any other recommendations from Dave, I think we're good to proceed forward with the motion.
Now, I would, we talked about last time, it's obvious you guys have worked very hard to get to this point. And I would recommend you adopt the budget.
And we appreciate your help with this as well, Dave. You've been
Absolutely.
Invaluable as always.
Absolutely.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2020.
We need to close our hearing.
Oh,
yeah, we're still in a hearing.
Oops.
Moving too fast.
Okay. So hearing no other discussion on our public hearing, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 7. Discussion and action to approve the fiscal year 2025-2026 final budget, establish the tax rate, and spending authorization for fiscal year 2025 to 2026.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2025-2026 final budget, establish the tax rate, and spending authorization for fiscal year 2025-2026.
And Director Rodriguez, can I get you to amend your motion to include the language approving with corrections to the cover sheet?
Yes. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2025-2026 final budget with the amending on the cover page scheduled public hearing date and time to 6 p.m. from 5 p.m. Establish the tax rate and spending authorization for fiscal year 2025-2026.
Okay. So withdraw previous. We have a new motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carries 4-0 without opposition. I just want to say thank you, Chief Bunn, in case you guys did hard work on this and getting us where we're at. So digging ourselves out of a massive hole, moving stuff around, restructuring. It's been, I think, a big give on a lot of people's parts here, and so I appreciate your guys' work, and I appreciate the work of both the board, Dave, and staff for their patience, understanding, and getting us through this. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you,
Dave. As well.
You have a good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. I'll throw one comment on there. It was an absolute pleasure to be able to work and navigate through the budget that we were in with an expected 10-year correction time. Yeah. And we were able to do it in a year. So.
Yeah, I think it goes without being said, but very, very impressive that we can work together as a team to show the unity between labor and staff and everything to be able to reconcile a workable budget to keep us within the bounds of North Lyon. So.
I cannot imagine how many hours and numbers went through all of this, and I don't want to imagine it, but I, as a director, would like to say thank you to you guys for working so hard to put us in a situation where we thought was going to take several years, and it didn't. Yeah. So thank you to you guys for figuring it out.
All right. Moving on. Item number 8, more public comment. Catch my breath again. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda item, on an agenda as an action item, or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment?
I would like to make a public comment to thank the candidates that did come today, and knowing that we're moving that to the 12th, for staying, thank you, and get a little feel for what goes on here. And I know this was a lot shorter than our usual meetings, but thank you guys for stick around. Hope to see you on the 12th.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys coming out. I'm sorry for the little hang up. All right. Seeing no other public in the room with hands raised, go ahead and move on. Item number 9, adjournment.
That might be a record.
19
20 minutes.